Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Daniel chapter 6, verse 1 to 28. It is the story of Daniel in the lion's den. It's a long passage and I won't read that to you. But my theme for reflection is facing the lion's den with unwavering faith. Facing the lion's den with unwavering faith. When life corners us into tough decisions, how do we choose between standing firm in our faith or bending to avoid the pain? Daniel 6 presents us with a powerful story of a man who faced the lion's den, not because he did something wrong, but because he refused to compromise his devotion to God. This familiar passage goes beyond a mere tale of miraculous deliverance. It challenges us to consider the cost of true faithfulness in the face of cultural pressure and opposition. Daniel was no stranger to adversity. At 80 years old, he had spent more than 6 decades serving in the pagan governments of Babylon and Persia. Despite the changing empires and shifting political landscapes, Daniel's loyalty to God remained steadfast. When a new law was passed, forbidding prayer to anyone except King Darius for 30 days, Daniel did not flinch. He continued his habit of praying 3 times a day, facing Jerusalem with his windows open. His commitment led to his enemies orchestrating his downfall by exploiting the law, knowing full well that Daniel would not betray his faith. Daniel's decision not to alter his devotion, despite the consequences, highlights an essential truth. The real lion's den is not merely the threatening circumstance, but the inner conflict over whether to stay true to our beliefs or compromise for convenience. Daniel could have easily rationalized a temporary change, closing the windows, praying in secret, or even pausing his prayer routine for just 30 days. But he did not. Why? Because Daniel understood that true faithfulness is not circumstantial. It does not fluctuate based on the level of risk or the cost involved. My dear friends, when the pressure is on, do we stand firm in our faith or make small compromises to get by? Daniel's story challenges us to confront this question head on. Today, many Christians face metaphorical lion's dens, situations in which holding fast to their beliefs can lead to personal loss, whether in career, finances, or social standing. Consider a scenario in a workplace undergoing a reorganization. As positions are shuffled and new roles are created, some employees may feel tempted to secure favor by offering or accepting small bribes or gifts in exchange for preferred outcomes. Perhaps a little gift will ensure that a friend or relative is considered for a certain position, or a favor is given in return for endorsing a particular candidate. These acts may seem harmless, but they are steps away from integrity. Daniel's story teaches us that even small compromises can have significant spiritual consequences. The true lion's den is not necessarily the risky situation we find ourselves in, but the inner conflict over whether we will water down our commitment to God to avoid discomfort or gain an advantage. When we choose convenience over conviction, we may gain temporary relief, but we lose something far greater, our integrity and the testimony of our faith. John Henry Newman once said, "Fear not that thy life shall come to an end, but rather fear that it shall never have a beginning." This resonates with Daniel's life because for him, a life of true devotion to God had already begun long before any decree was issued. His unwavering commitment wasn't a spur-of-the-moment decision, but the result of a lifelong practice of faithful obedience. True faith is not a reaction to pressure. It is a consistent walk with God that prepares us for the inevitable trials. We may not face a literal lion's den, but the pressures to compromise, conform, or silence our faith are very real. Whether in business, relationships, or everyday choices, we encounter situations that test our commitment to living out our beliefs openly. Daniel's story urges us to reflect on our own responses. Are we willing to stand firm even when it costs us something? Do we have the courage to maintain our integrity, knowing that true faithfulness is often forged not in comfort, but in conflict? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you being tempted to compromise your commitment to God for the sake of comfort or safety? Number two, how can you prepare your heart now to respond with unwavering faith when faced with your own lion's den? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, give us the courage and strength of Daniel to stand firm in our faith, even when it means facing trials. Help us to trust in your power to deliver and to remain faithful no matter the cost. May we not be swayed by fear or the demands of our culture, but be rooted in your truth. Let our lives be a testimony to your greatness and glory. In times of darkness, may your light shine through us as a beacon of hope to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.